Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. The grim search for bodies goes on in Texas. We have the story.
Murder suspect from Butler County crash arrested in Indiana. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Search and recovery efforts continue in Texas, where at least 120 people have died from flash flooding and more than 170 people are still missing ahead of a visit from President Donald Trump. Fox's Christina Coleman reports from Kerrville.
More than 2,100 responders from state, local, and federal agencies are here on the ground in Kerr County, working tirelessly in the heat, doing everything they can to find those missing. And so many families in this community are grieving over this tragedy. President Donald Trump and the First Lady will head here to survey the damage as his administration works closely with authorities here on the ground in Texas to help those impacted by this historic flood. There's significant road damage. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says they're already planning to work with the Texas Department of Transportation on ways to provide assistance.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has called for lawmakers to support the victims and fund new flood warning systems.
Six Secret Service agents protecting then-presidential candidate Donald Trump when he was attacked in Butler, Pennsylvania, almost a year ago, have been suspended. But questions continue to swirl around the assassination attempt, including from the widow of one of the rally attendees that was killed in the shooting.
Helen Comparator demanding accountability from the Secret Service. The agency has admitted to multiple failures and tells Fox it made changes since July 13th of last year, after a gunman fired off eight rounds, killing Corey Comparator and wounding three others, including President Trump. Police say 20-year-old Thomas Crooks fired those gunshots. Investigators say the once-shy college kid planned the attack for days. The feds say Crooks was stockpiling weapons and making explosives in his room. The president has said there will be a comprehensive report about the assassination attempt, but no details yet on when that would be made public. In Butler, Pennsylvania, I'm Alexis McAdams, Fox News.
A man from Louisiana was arrested Wednesday in Indiana for murder in a Butler County crash that killed three people in June. 24-year-old Tyler Beauclair is accused of driving drunk and crashing into a truck driven by a Wichita man. Elliot Britton Eichbauer, his 19-year-old son Arlo, and his 16-year-old nephew Silas Eichbauer all died in the crash. Eichbauer was a social studies teacher at Curtis Middle School in Wichita. His nephew, Silas, was a student at North High School. On the night of the crash, a witness told Butler County deputies an eastbound Chevrolet truck was weaving back and forth on Highway 400 before crashing head-on into a westbound Toyota Tacoma between the towns of Leon and Beaumont. Two passengers in Beauclair's truck were seriously injured in the crash.
The Wichita Ethics Board has upheld its decision that Mayor Lily Wu violated part of the city's code of ethics following a proclamation signature issue earlier this spring. Last month, the Ethics Board ruled that Mayor Wu violated part of the Code of Ethics, saying the mayor failed to fulfill her duty to work in full cooperation with other officials and employees to carry out their duties to perform the operations of government. Wu appealed the board's decision, alleging that the ethics complaint situation was used by her political opponents and members of the Wichita community to attack her and damage her reputation.
Protests broke out during ICE raids on two marijuana farms in California Thursday. Fox's Matt Finn reports.
Two federal sources tell Fox that hundreds of people have been taken into custody during an hours-long immigration sweep at two farming locations in Carpinteria and Camarillo, California. Tear gas and smoke bombs were launched into the crowds of protesters clashing with immigration agents. Some people were transported to the hospital. Others were taken into custody for interfering with federal officers. protesters could be seen throwing rocks. And sources tell Fox the feds are investigating the possibility of an active shooter at the scene. Federal sources tell Fox they had a criminal warrant to get onto the properties based on evidence illegal aliens were being harbored there.
An ICE spokesman says 10 juveniles were found at the farm. All were illegal immigrants and 8 were unaccompanied. And the farm is being investigated for child labor violations. KNSS News Time now, 8:06, 6 minutes past 8 o'clock.
One member of the Wichita Wind Surge baseball team is not with the team this weekend. We'll tell you why coming up in sports.
Ford announces a big recall. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. Lightning strikes started 2 fires in the Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park outside of Montrose, Colorado, Thursday morning. All visitors and staff were evacuated. This park closed until further notice. Fires are on both rims of the narrow canyon that surrounds the Gunnison River. According to the nonprofit site Watch Duty, the South Rim Fire has reached 425 acres. The North Rim Fire is much smaller.
Gun makers lose their appeal of a New York state law that could make them liable for shootings.
The ruling by the 2nd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Manhattan said the law passed in New York in 2021 was not unconstitutional or vague, and the suit by gun makers seeking to stop its implementation didn't show that the law was unenforceable in all of its applications. The law requires the gun industry to create reasonable controls to prevent unlawful possession, use, marketing, or sale of firearms in New York, and allows them to be sued for acts that create or contribute to threats to public health or safety. The National Shooting Sports Foundation sued, saying it was preempted by a 2005 law that blocks lawsuits that could destroy the firearms industry. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
And New York Attorney General Letitia James says the decision was a massive victory for public safety.
One of the big 3 auto manufacturers is issuing a major recall.
More than 850,000 Fords are being recalled across the United States because the low-pressure fuel pump may fail and potentially cause an engine to stall while driving. That could cause a crash. So far, none have been reported. The recall impacts Ford Broncos, Explorers, Expeditions, Mustangs, and F-150s, as well as the Lincoln Aviators and Navigators, model years between 2021 and 23. Ford is sending letters to owners to warn them about the trouble, but a fix for it is not available yet. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says a remedy is still under development. John Saucier, Fox News.
A museum in Denver, known for its dinosaur displays, making a new dino discovery.
It turns out researchers didn't have to go far from the Denver Museum of Nature and Science to find a dinosaur fossil bone. Ironically, the discovery was made right under the museum's parking lot. It happened after a 750-foot hole was drilled so scientists could study geothermal heating. Museum curator James Hagedorn says the chances of finding a dinosaur under these circumstances is extremely unlikely.
Finding a bone in a rock core is super, super rare. It is the Willy Wonka moment of a geologist's career.
There are only 2 other instances of similar discoveries being made worldwide. The bone, believed to be over 67 million years old, is now on display in the museum. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS has news time now, 8:12, 12 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Right now in traffic, things are actually looking pretty good. Really not seeing any problems out there on the roadways at this time. So things looking okay. Little bit of slow moving traffic in an area where we've had some road construction. This is near I-235 and K-42 and the nearby generally pretty slow intersection of West Street and Pawnee. As well, traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Becoming partly cloudy, breezy, and hot today, a high of 95. south to southwest winds 10 to 20 and gusty. Small chance of an evening storm, otherwise mostly cloudy. Overnight low 70. We'll continue with mostly cloudy skies, much cooler on your Saturday, high of 85. Partly cloudy and near 90 on Sunday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dodd.
Now mostly cloudy, south wind at 12 miles per hour, 76 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And our weather is brought to you by the Monarch 579 West Douglas. Live music every Friday and Saturday starting at 8 p.m. Hey, that's tonight at the Monarch 579 West Douglas at the roundabout in historic Delano. What's happening in Wichita this weekend? Let's check it out with Jamel Holoparik and Wichita. Visit Wichita.com.
Hey, guys. It's Friday. Woohoo Friday. Good morning, Steve and Ted. Hope you're having a good one so far. We have a lot of fun things going on this weekend, so let's dive right into it. First off, as you guys know, Odyssey Summer Concert Series. Again, tonight, 6:30 p.m., the gates will open. The music is from 8 to 10. It is Jet City. Jet City, it's a powerhouse, a mix of classic hits and rock anthems. Just a great time over there at Capitol Federal Amphitheater. Free to attend. Isn't that nice? Bring your lawn chairs. Just a great night for live music. And then we also have the Air Capital Bacon, Bourbon, and Brews Extravaganza. This is going on Saturday night at Park City Arena. You need to be 21 years old and up, but 75 beers, premium bourbon, 18,000 bacon bites. I think this is an event you go to and you do not count the calories. You know what? You just say, I'm going tonight and I'm going to eat some bacon and do all of that. So, hey, they will have bacon eating contest, the best bacon dish, the best beer. So a lot of fun time out there. And that is at Park City Arena Saturday night. So get out there. It'll be fun. And then we have Music Theater Wichita. They are in full swing of their summer season. They have Crazy for You this weekend. It is a toe-tapping romantic comedy and several different show times. So you can just pick the best one for you. But a lot of fun happening in our area. Just go to visitwichita.com for all the information. And you, too, have a fabulous Friday.
Thanks, Jamel. And visitwichita.com, 8:16, Steve, at 10 in the morning on KNSS, Friday, June 11th. On this date, 227 years ago, 1798, the United States Marine Corps was permanently established by Congress.
July 11th.
July 11th. What did I say, June?
I think you said June. 7-11.
7-11.
July 11th.
July 11th, right. All right, it's 8:16, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
All right, we take a look at minor league baseball, the first place Wichita Wind Surge. Not in first place anymore. They lost last night to San Antonio 8-6, dropping the Surge out of first place. Now a game back in the division after back-to-back losses. Equity Bank Park is the place to be this weekend for three more games. It'll wrap up a 9-game homestand for the Wind Surge. San Antonio the opponent. 7 o'clock tonight, operating as the Tumba Vacas de Wichita. 7 o'clock game time tonight and post-game fireworks. 6 o'clock tomorrow night on Margaritaville night. We gave away free tickets to go to that game tomorrow night to our listeners. And 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon to finish up the homestand, a windy plush giveaway day. Wind Surge trying to get back into first place, hosting San Antonio the rest of the weekend. Let's go to, there's a member of the Surge that will not be with the team on Saturday, and that is infielder Kalen Culpepper, because he is going to play in the All-Stars future game for Major League Baseball leading up to the All-Star game next week. Culpepper will be in Atlanta tomorrow afternoon for that game. Of course, first-round draft pick last summer by the Minnesota Twins out of Kansas State. Just got called up to Double-A fairly recently. Since getting called up, he's batting .368 for the Wind Surge. How about that? Kalen Culpepper gets to play tomorrow in Atlanta in the Major League Baseball All-Stars Futures game. All right, Major League Baseball for the Kansas City Royals after a day off. The Royals will finish out the first half of the season before the All-Star break. Three-game series in a rematch of the 2015 World Series. The New York Mets come to Kansas City for a three-game set. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 7 o'clock tonight, 3 o'clock tomorrow, 1 o'clock on Sunday, leading into the All-Star break. All those Royals-Mets games on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The Mets making only their fifth regular season visit ever into Kansas City. By the way, the Royals head into this on a four-game winning streak. The Mets are in second place in their division over in the National League. But they're not that great a road team. Got a little factoid for you for the Royals. For their shortstop, all-star shortstop, Bobby Witt Jr.
Bobby Witt.
He's now 4 years into his big league career. Every year, all 4 years, he's had at least 25 stolen bases and at least 25 doubles. There's only one other player in Major League Baseball history that has ever done that. Darby O'Brien. Darby O'Brien. When he did it in 1890 for the Brooklyn Bridegrooms. So, Bobby Witt Jr.'s in some pretty rare company there with Darby O'Brien. Of course, that franchise is now the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Oh, the Dodgers.
Why were they called the Bridegrooms?
I don't know.
Because six players on the roster got married during the 1888 season. So for a few years, they called them the Brooklyn Bridegrooms. There you go. Bobby Witt Jr. in some interesting company there. Hey, ESPN Sports Center is going to all 50 states in 50 days. And the stop in Kansas is tonight. ESPN Sports Center is in downtown Wichita at Intrust Bank Arena for the Dude Perfect World Tour. 7 o'clock tonight. So ESPN, 50 states in 50 days, and the stop in Kansas is tonight.
How about that?
Right in downtown Wichita at Intrust Bank Arena. Let's take a look at the NBA. Yesterday was the opening day of the NBA Summer League in Las Vegas. As players are trying to make NBA rosters. Seeing some action yesterday for the Milwaukee Bucks. Marquese Noel, the former Kansas State Wildcat. He didn't put up a lot of stats, except in one category, 7 assists. You don't usually see guys getting a ton of assists in summer league games. They're usually trying to score. How about Marquese Noel sharing the ball, getting assists? Maybe that'll open some eyes somewhere, trying to get a roster spot. Marquese Noel, the former Kansas State Wildcat, playing with the Milwaukee Bucks in the summer league yesterday. And one of the more strange days in Wichita sports history was 20 years ago on this day. That very odd press conference when Shocker baseball coach Gene Stephenson, having resigned the night before, went down to Norman, Oklahoma, and took the job as head coach of the Oklahoma Sooners. And it was a very awkward, emotional, tearful press conference. The athletic director slipped the Oklahoma jersey on Gene, and he looked immediately uncomfortable. As if he didn't. You could tell something was kind of off.
Ooh.
But it was an interesting day. Gene, at the age of 59, took the head coaching job at OU after leading the Shockers for 28 seasons. He was an assistant at OU 5 years before he took the Wichita State job. But that was a weird day. He said during the press conference, "We've done all we can do at Wichita State." 8 hours later, that had all changed. He came back to Wichita and decided he did not want to be the coach at OU and came back to lead the Shockers again. By 7:30 that night, Gene informed Shocker president, Wichita State president Don Beggs, that he was not taking the OU job. He was coming back to Wichita. Despite the fact that about 6 hours earlier, Gene and pitching coach Brent Chemnitz and assistant coach Jim Thomas all met with the OU players and said, "We're your new coaches." It all changed by that evening. Gene never did sign that contract at OU. 6 year, $275,000 offer. Pretty much the same thing he was making at Wichita State. But he didn't sign that contract. And that was a weird day in Wichita sports history. It was 20 years ago on this day, that very odd press conference in which Gene Stephenson took the OU head coaching job for less than a day.
Yeah,
that was 20 years ago on this day. Hey, that's sports brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company with locations east, west, and the historic Delano location featuring a rooftop deck. Yeah, Wichita Brewing Company. It's pizza and beer made here.
Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean looks at what could happen in the New York mayor's election. That's on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi-awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 76 degrees on this Friday morning. Authorities are investigating an animal cruelty case in Montgomery County in southeast Kansas. Someone shot five dogs about 5 miles northwest of Liberty. Montgomery County Sheriff Ron Wade says video of the dog's remains were posted on the internet.
We debated whether or not to put the photograph out there, and I think the reason we put it out there is that we wanted people to see what actually took place. And when I say took place, is that how cruel some people can be.
Anyone with information is asked to contact the Montgomery County Sheriff.
A Sedgwick County detective has been arrested facing criminal charges. Detective Sean McMahon charged with two counts of making false information and one count of interference with law enforcement. Those are felony charges. In December last year, the Wichita Police Department was asked to investigate the conduct of a Sedgwick County deputy assigned to the Internet Crimes Against Children section within the Exploited and Missing Child Unit. The sheriff's office says a review of McMahon's work revealed improper case closures and failure to thoroughly investigate criminal complaints during a five-year period from 2019 through last year.
A judge held a hearing yesterday over a lawsuit accusing ICE deportation efforts of being unconstitutional. Fox's Alexandria Hoff reports from Washington.
The way that immigration agents approach and apprehend suspected illegal migrants could soon be seriously limited. A hearing was held in Los Angeles for a case brought by the ACLU, Mayor Karen Bass, and several others. Together, they're suing the Trump administration, claiming that immigration raids are being carried out based on skin color alone. Now, in court today, a federal judge, a Biden appointee, appeared to agree with that and wrote a tentative ruling against the Trump administration, according to Fox sources. The government, of course, pushing back on this accusation, arguing that the arrests are based off of intelligence and surveillance, not race.
An official ruling is expected later today.
A church deacon who helped stop a potential mass shooting is rewarded.
When he arrived a bit late for services at the Cross Point Community Church in Wayne, Michigan, June 22nd, Deacon Richard Pryor saw a gunman moving towards the doors. He didn't have a weapon, so Pryor used his F-150 truck to ram the gunman, who was eventually killed by church security. However, the truck was ruined by multiple gunshots. So Thursday, a local Ford dealership said thank you by giving Pryor a brand new F-150.
Just can't be more than enough thankful for everybody's support.
Thanks to Pryor, no one died in the incident.
Just grateful for the Lord's protection.
His congregation, grateful for its deacon. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Stephen's in the morning, KNSS 851 here on a Friday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita Ethics Board decides Mayor Lily Wu violated the city's code of ethics over a proclamation signature.
Two.
Murder suspect from Butler County, fatal crash, arrested near Indianapolis.
One.
Thousands involved in search and recovery efforts after Texas flood, at least 120 dead and more than 170 missing. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic volumes still pretty thin out there. Not really seeing too heavy a traffic at the moment. We've got another disabled vehicle. This one is westbound on Kellogg, but it's right there by Eisenhower Parkway at the airport. So watch for a slowdown there. Again, that is westbound by the airport there. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly sunny with a 20% chance for rain today, then a high of 95 degrees. 40% chance for rain and storms tonight, the overnight low 69. For Saturday, 40% chance for rain and cooler, tomorrow's high just 85. Sunday, sunny. Make that 20% chance for rain Sunday and a high of 86 degrees. Now mostly cloudy, 76 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is trading down 303 points. S&P's down 32 and the NASDAQ is down 60 points. Another coffee shop plan for Wichita, the Wichita Business Journal update now with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. The Solana Group, that has been building Mocha's Coffee and Eatery locations in Wichita since 2022, says construction will start soon on a third location. The first went downtown 3 years ago, across the street from the Advanced Learning Library. The second location opened last year on 13th Street between Webb and Greenwich, Now it's the West Side's turn, according to JRI Hospitality CEO Jason Ingermanson. Mokas will go up in the Wichita Mountains at 37th and Ridge Road with a timeline that has completion set for next spring. We told you last month about developers planning a College Hill apartment project where the new build units would be shooting for monthly rent under $1,000, a rarity in the city for new builds these days. Now the Hill House project at 200 South Hillside has an important city incentive called multifamily revenue bonds that will enable construction to begin soon. The revenue bonds are expected to save the developers more than $140,000 in construction costs. Hill House said it's a $4 million project, and Innovative Construction Services is the design build firm. Completion date set for next spring. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
Kirk, today is National Mojito Day. What more do you need on a hot summer's day than to cool off with this classic mini cocktail, minty cocktail? The mojito ranks among the nation's favorite cocktails, traditionally made with white rum, lime juice, sugar, mint, and sparkling water. You can get it about half the time in Wichita because nobody ever has any mints. That's my opinion. That's one of my favorite drinks in summertime. By the way, I got it. I didn't mention this, but the other night we dined at the exclusive the exclusive place on the west side that my brother and his wife and Shelly and I often go, the Pizza Ranch, or the exclusive PR, as we call it. And I was dining there, and I thought, you know, I'm not going to get a Coca-Cola tonight. I'm going to have a glass of Mr. Pibb.
One of the few places in town that has Pibb on tap.
That's right.
Yep. Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast.
Mr. Pibb, there's a delicious.
I bet it was tasty.
Oh, tasty. My goodness gracious. I almost couldn't contain myself. My sister-in-law, Dorothy, says, you know, she topped this fine meal off with a root beer float. And she went and made me one. A root beer float, Mr. Pibb, and great people to look at all the way around.
Nice.
At the Pizza Ranch.
At the PR.
I'm sure you go to the PR quite often, right, Kirk?
You know, I was introduced to the PR back in my in-laws in Iowa a few years ago. And then when they finally came to Wichita, I thought, wow, that's, you know, and they have great pizza, great fried chicken.
Yeah, that's a place.
I didn't know about the Mr. Pibb. That's important, too.
Celebrate. All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Coming up, the Glenn Beck program, Biden's doctor won't talk. Top of the hour news this morning, murder suspect from Butler County crash arrested in Indiana. If you missed any of today's show, go to the free Odyssey app. Steve at 10 in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.